The 20th annual Delta Symposium starts next Wednesday and runs through Saturday, April 5th. This year's theme for the symposium is Diversities in the Delta, and will include 4 days of speakers, discussion panels, authors, artists, musicians, and more. Most events will be held at Arkansas State University's Carl R. Ring Student Union in Jonesboro, with the exception of April 5th's activities, which move to the West End neighborhood and conclude with the Roots Music Festival at Jonesboro City Water and Light Park, April 5th. Dr. Gregory Hansen is professor of folklore at Arkansas State University and is co-chair of the Delta Symposium Committee. Dr. Hansen tells what he believes has contributed to the success of the symposium, which is now in its 20th year.
It was a lot of good planning early on. Our early department chair, Chuck Carr, had the vision of doing something like this and having available to help engage people in the community and the researchers and scholars and writers with the importance of the Delta. And then throughout the time, different people coordinated the symposium have had a real vision of saying that we can make the study of the music and the literature and the history of the Delta very compelling and very much centered at Arkansas State University.
And he says the Delta is a great place for a lot of research to happen, which can be presented at forums like the Delta Symposium.
There's such a wealth of untapped resources, and there's so many interesting things that you can do original research that it just makes sense to figure out ways to present it to the audience and have a chance to really explore and recognize the what the resources in the community have to offer and what the people of the Delta have to teach us as university professors and students, members of a community. So I think one of the things that's happened is that the Delta Symposium is something that brings together people at the university community to talk about their own lives and their own sense of their backyard history, perhaps. But I think we try to arrange it so that it's sort of blurring boundaries between the university and the town, kind of trying to get rid of any town gown divisions and have things like on Saturday that show that there's a lot of things that a university can contribute to the city of Jonesboro, North Arkansas itself.
A lot of events are taking place, and of course a full list of this year's events on the Delta Symposium available on our website, kasu.org. Click on events. Some examples: on Wednesday, April 2nd, there will be a forum called Conversations of the Delta, followed by the Arkansas Roots Music and its diverse branches. And that will be followed by Diverse Legends and the Contributions to Arkansas State University, with a concert that night called A Blues and Roots Music Showcase at the Arts at 311. Thursday's events start at 8 o'clock that morning with a session on music, architecture, and food in Arkansas. After that, it'll be a panel session on diversity within Southern writing. A panel follows that, reflects on the various representations of diversity within Arkansas. And at the completion of the panel, diversity in the broader Southern region is explored. And then the Delta Symposium will host a keynote speaker Thursday in the Student Union's Mockingbird Room. Professor Adam Gussow of the University of Mississippi will give an address on the history and culture of blues music. And Thursday's activities conclude with another feature presentation as performer's artist Terry Galloway will present a presentation, or the creative presentation rather, that focuses on diversity and disability studies. On Friday, the session starts at 9:15 Friday morning with Arkansas writer Janice Kearney participating in a session on Delta memoirs. Kyle James, a teacher in Helena, will bring his student in for a special presentation at 10:45 on Teach for America. Then at noon on Friday, award-winning author and musician Stephen Wade will combine musical performance with a lecture on his new book, The Beautiful Music All Around Us. Also, a featured panel that afternoon called Diversities in Blues Music will take place. And at 3:45, director of the Center for Southern Folklore, Judy Pizer, will screen her widely acclaimed film, All Day and All Night, Memories of Beale Street Musicians. And then Friday's activities conclude with a reading by another noted poet, Professor Yosef Kamenaka of New York University. And then on Saturday, events will start at 10 o'clock with the symposium going to the West End neighborhood. And then the afternoon will be the Delta Roots Music Festival that will conclude everything. It will be taking place starting at noon, and then at with all sorts of great activities by way of performers. And then on That night at 5 o'clock will be John Hammond, who will be performing. And also, that will be with the support from the Arkansas State Lecture Concert Series and also from KASU. Dr. Hansen says the blend of presentations and musical performances is what makes the Delta Symposium very unique.
I like the model of having an academic conference and having high-quality presentations that show a whole range of research from a variety of topics. And you can get an idea of some of the things that interest them and the key themes that they look at and want to explore and really give you a better understanding of it at the symposium conference itself. And then what happens is, as you make that shift into the Roots Music Festival on Saturday, that isn't just going out and kind of having a big party. It's also about learning and experiencing things. And if you've seen some of the earlier presentations and hear what they have to say, you can't help but sort of getting your curiosity sparked.
Right,
and
right.
Make those connections by seeing the live performers. And some of these ones are, again, if you're a scholar on the blues but you also play it, they view themselves very much as performers, but they also use the music to educate. So someone like Dave Evans might play some of these blues songs, and some of them are very funny and very clever, but he'll throw in just enough context to give an idea of, well, this is why this song is connected, like Hokum blues, or why it's got a ragtime influence and how it connects to country. So there's a whole process where people are being educated, not just sheerly through your more conventional academic conference, but also by the experience of live performance, which makes it really powerful.
And he says Saturday's Music Roots Festival helps bring everyone together for an afternoon of entertainment.
So a free concert is a pretty attractive way of giving a gift to the community. And then having the whole festival in the afternoon just becomes a thing that really lets people come together and celebrate music and really kind of just hang out and bring picnic baskets in the park. And then sort of the icing on the cake is listening to a musician of the caliber of John Hammond that we have this year, to have the blues musician John Hammond, who comes from the whole family legacy of people who explored and produced and recorded the music of the Delta from the 1930s on. So a chance to see a really name draw and to go out and just enjoy the music on a Saturday. Well, you've got your picnic on the grounds and hanging out and just having a good time. I think that's really a very accessible way of experiencing the richness of the area.
And he says that the music mix is something that'll be attractive to many different music tastes.
All of this would be the type of music that has a cross-generational appeal. There's a rockabilly kind of rock and roll band with Justin Heskett, but then there's also the focus on the roots music. And when you look around the audience at the Roots Festival, you see young kids on up to people in their 70s and 80s, and it really does bring people together. And you get the idea of how the music of the Delta and the music that is very much typical of our own musical heritage is something that crosses these generational boundaries. And it's a type of space that I think people like together and like to get together and socialize with their neighbors and just kind of have a sense of a community feel to it. And it's the type of place that you bring your kids in and you have a sense of freedom of just being a family together, that people are going to look out for each other. And it's just kind of a friendly, neighborly environment. And the music is something that pulls people together.
And it's Dr. Gregory Hansen. The symposium this year is sponsored by Arkansas State's Department of English and Philosophy, with additional support from other campus units and a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts. The events are free, and the public is invited to attend. Once again, more information and complete list on our website, kasu.org, and click on Events. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.